With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Vice President Mike Pence is making his second trip to Montana to campaign for Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale. Rosendale spokesman Shane Scanlon told the Bozeman Daily Chronicle today Pence is scheduled to appear at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds in Bozeman on October 2nd. Pence attended a fundraiser and campaigned on Rosendale's behalf in Billings on July 25th. Donald Trump Jr. is scheduled to campaign for Rosendale tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., also at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds. Trump Jr. spoke in June at the Montana Republican Party's platform convention in Billings. President Donald Trump also has visited Montana twice on behalf of Rosendale, who is challenging Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester. Montana State University continues to set enrollment records with nearly 17,000 students this fall. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the university in Bozeman saw its enrollment increase by 199 students over last fall to 16,902 students, a 1.2% increase. School officials said Monday they're doing a better job of encouraging freshmen to return for their sophomore year. MSU's four-year graduation rate is 29.3%, almost 10 percentage points higher than 6 years ago. MSU has seen increased enrollment for 11 consecutive years, while the University of Montana has seen enrollment declines for 8 consecutive years. The Dumas brothel, the longest operating brothel in the United States when it was shut down in 1982, is again for sale. Butte Silverbow County has scheduled a tax deed sale on October 3rd. The brothel, which opened in 1890, is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Yellowstone area grizzly bears have been returned to the endangered species list. Today, U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen in Missoula vacated the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's June 30 removal of Yellowstone grizzlies from Endangered Species Act protections. The ruling ends the planned grizzly hunts this year that had been delayed in Wyoming and Idaho. Christensen ruled in favor of the conservation groups and Indian tribes who sued to stop delisting, finding both their main claims were valid, that by delisting the greater Yellowstone grizzly without analyzing how that action would affect other grizzly populations in the lower 48 states, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, quote, entirely failed to consider an important aspect of the problem, unquote. Christensen also ruled that Fish and Wildlife, quote, negotiated away its obligation to apply the best available science in order to reach accommodation with the states of Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana, unquote. We'll have more on this story in upcoming newscasts. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines weighed in on the latest allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh today. Yesterday, The New Yorker published allegations from a Colorado woman who says Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party when the two were students at Yale in the 1980s. Here's part of what Senator Daines told Fox News earlier today.
This is a smear campaign against Judge Kavanaugh. These are desperation tactics right now. It is creating great dishonor to this process. And we need to stand and allow Judge Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford on Thursday to be heard. They both should be heard. We then should vote up or down in the United States Senate.
Daines has been a strong supporter of Kavanaugh's appointment to the Supreme Court since shortly after President Trump nominated him in July. Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester says he has not yet made up his mind on whether he'll vote to confirm Kavanaugh.
With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service must return grizzly bears in and around Yellowstone National Park to the endangered species list, a federal judge in Missoula ordered today. The Yellowstone area grizzly was removed from federal protections under the Endangered Species Act last year. Grizzlies in the lower 48 have been listed as threatened since 1975. An estimated 700 bears live in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, which contains parts of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. The judge's order puts a stop to grizzly hunts that targeted as many as 22 bears in Wyoming, one in Idaho, and none in Montana. Mike Garrity, executive director of the Alliance for the Wild Rockies, says grizzlies have been dying in record numbers near roads and due to other constraints on their habitat.
The significance is that now grizzly bears truly have a chance to recover, and their habitat will be protected until they're recovered. And that's essential.
The judge's decision says that the federal government can't split up the grizzly population into smaller segments without considering the health of the species as a whole. The Fish and Wildlife Service was expected to issue a decision on delisting another, even larger population of bears in and around Glacier National Park later this year. The Fish and Wildlife Service says they've received the judge's order and are looking at it, and earlier today declined to offer further comment. The lawsuit was filed by conservation groups, including the Sierra Club and the Center for Biological Diversity, and Native American groups, including the Crow Indian Tribe. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service must return grizzly bears in and around Yellowstone National Park to the endangered species list, a federal judge in Missoula ordered today. The Yellowstone area grizzly was removed from federal protections under the Endangered Species Act last year. Grizzlies in the lower 48 have been listed as threatened since 1975. An estimated 700 bears live in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, which contains parts of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho, and the judge's order puts a stop to grizzly hunts that targeted as many as 22 bears in Wyoming, one in Idaho, and none in Montana. Jennifer Strickland is a spokesperson for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
In light of the court's ruling, management of these grizzly bears returns to the federal government, and we will work with the states and tribes to ensure that this transition proceeds in accordance with the court's order.
The judge's decision says the federal government can't split up the grizzly population into smaller segments without considering the health of the species as a whole. The Fish and Wildlife Service was expected to issue a decision on delisting another, even larger population of bears in and around Glacier National Park later this year. A federal judge has ordered the reinstatement of public participation opportunities in oil and gas lease sales in western states that were largely eliminated by the Trump administration to speed up sales. U.S. Magistrate Judge Ronald Bush, in a Friday ruling, sided with environmentalists who sued in April out of concerns that upcoming sales could harm a struggling bird species. Sales are planned this December in Colorado, Montana, Wyoming, Nevada, and Utah. Vice President Mike Pence is making a second trip to Montana to campaign for Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale. Rosendale spokesman Shane Scanlon says Pence will appear at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds in Bozeman on October 2nd. Donald Trump Jr. is scheduled to visit Bozeman Tuesday on Rosendale's behalf as he challenges Democratic Senator John Tester. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.